802.
802, amend intergovernmental agreement with Portland Development Commission to provide funding for the design and construction of the 10th and Yamhill Smart Park Garage renovation project in an amount of $5 million.
Why don't you go ahead and read 803 as well? Cover both of those.
803, authorize contract with Shields Oblis Johnson to provide owner's representative and project management services for the design and construction phases of the 10th and Yamhill Smart Park Garage.
Sorry.
Renovation, yes.
Yeah, so let's take a vote, please, on 802.
Balsman.
Aye.
Novit.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hale.
Aye. Okay, 803, roll call.
Balsman.
Aye.
Novit.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hale.
Aye. 804.
Presentation by David Morrison on the risks of microwave exposure from wireless devices.
Mr. Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, colleagues. In fact, I asked Mr. Morrison to come up. As you know, I was running for reelection from January to May, and Mr. Morrison was also in that race, and he raised some issues which I found fascinating and needing to get wider, a wider audience than the masses who came to our events. And has, Commissioner Fish, Commissioner Salzman may remember that in 2009, the council asked the federal government in a unanimous vote for a resolution to ask the federal government to look at whether there are any health impacts of cell towers, and because the FCC says that we're not allowed to even consider that. And we were not successful in getting the Congress to require the FCC to take another look at it, but, and now Mr. Morrison has some very helpful tips, not only for us, but particularly for children. So I invited him to come and give this presentation. It's purely a presentation, there won't be any testimony afterwards.
Okay, welcome.
Very thankful for the city council, especially Commissioner Fritz, for inviting me to talk about the hazards of cell phones and Wi-Fi. I'm also here as a member of nonprofit advocacy organization Wireless Education Action. Our work is to inform the public of the harmful biological effects of microwave radiation from wireless devices. During the campaign for city council, I showed a photograph of the human brain before and after a 15-minute cell phone call, which is up there, to students at Benson High, and Commissioner Fritz and I were both surprised at the curiosity and interest of the students. When asked, the kids agreed that schools should be teaching them safer cell phone use in their health classes. My interest in the health effects of microwaves began about 10 years ago, when my daughter's school put a cell phone tower right in the middle of the campus. In researching the work of scientists who had studied the effects of microwaves, I found an enormous amount of material dating back over 60 years. Microwave radiation from all wireless devices was classified a 2B carcinogen by the World Health Organization in 2011, which placed it in the same category as automobile exhaust, DDT, and lead. Arguably worse than lead, actually. Last year, 200 biological and health scientists from 39 countries warned the United Nations and the World Health Organization that stricter regulations for wireless devices are needed to protect the public. The big news is that the debate about whether cell phones cause brain cancer just ended with a study that was completed by the National Toxicology Program, confirmed that cell phones cause brain cancer as well as a rare form of heart cancer. The microwaves used in that study were from a single source, but now we're exposed to multiple frequencies of varying types and strengths, constantly at any given moment, anywhere, almost all the time. The American Cancer Society has denied the cell phone cancer connection until now. In response to the study, the chief medical officer of the American Cancer Society, Dr. Otis Brawley, had this to say, quote, "The report linking radio frequency radiation to two types of cancer marks a paradigm shift in our understanding of radiation and cancer risk. All of Portland schools have Wi-Fi, and 7 schools have cell towers. All of those cell towers and all of those Wi-Fi routers emit at the same frequency that cell phones do. Some of the cell towers are located just a few feet from the upstairs classrooms. Cell towers and Wi-Fi are arguably more dangerous because of the long-term chronic exposure. The World Health Organization expert, Dr. Anthony Miller, agrees. Dr. Miller says, Wi-Fi networks in schools and cell towers in your school grounds could significantly increase the cancer risk in your community. Interestingly, an assistant to the principal at Rigler School said that when the cell tower was built, the kids became noticeably jumpier. A considerable number of children across the nation are already reported to be experiencing negative health effects, cognitive impairments, and increased ADHD symptoms. In Los Angeles, a teacher reported children bleeding from the ear and nose since Wi-Fi was installed in her classroom. Schools have been receiving huge amounts of federal funding for wireless technology, but nobody stopped to ask the question, is this technology safe? And what does it really do to learning and cognition? One answer comes from yet another recent study at MIT at the U.S. Military Academy that showed that students who use computers had test scores 18% lower than students without computers. Portland resident and award-winning scientist Dr. Martin Paul, who's with us here today, internationally respected for his work in environmental medicine, is now focusing on researching the biological effects of microwave radiation. Dr. Paul says, and if you take one thing away from here, this is the most important quote, microwaves attack 4 things that people value the most: our health, brain function, integrity of our genomes, and the ability to produce healthy offspring. The telecommunications industry can't even get liability insurance anymore because wireless technology is listed in the highest emerging risk category by Swiss Re, a risk management insurer. We really don't have time to wait for our government agencies to catch up with science because, strange as it seems, there's no local, state, or federal agency monitoring the microwave emissions in our environment. City commissioners should ask Multnomah County to enlist the Public Health Services Task Force of the Health Authority to review independently funded peer-reviewed studies, and when their review is completed, they should share the results and inform the public of simple steps to reduce radiation exposure, like Greenbelt Maryland City Council did by unanimous vote in 2014. Some things that can be done to reduce exposure in the meantime: use your cell phone on speaker, which Amanda Fritz does now. Don't leave the phone in your bedroom at night when it's on. Unplug your Wi-Fi router at night. Curb device use in all moving vehicles, including buses and trains, and enclosed places like elevators. Keep the phone out of the pocket or bra. Replace cordless phones with landlines, and never use a laptop or iPad on the lap, especially the lap of a child or a pregnant woman. So we need to ask ourselves, in another quote from a friend of mine, the East Coast, Deborah Copold, whether we are a society that is committed to protecting children, telling the truth about scientific facts, accepting the consequences of these facts, acting responsibly in the face of these facts, and ultimately modeling how to think critically for the children that we serve. So in my mind, the first step would be to replace wireless internet in schools with safe cabled internet connections. I forgot to show my photographs.
You want to just run through them quickly?
Well, this is a photograph of the I took a reading at Meek School, out way out the playground, far away from the buildings. And as you can see, the reading is right at the top. This radiation reading is right at the top of my meter. And that's a school that has a cell phone on it, a cell tower. This is a photograph of the different absorption rates of microwaves at different age groups. This is a five-year-old, over three times the amount of absorption in the brain. As an adult, 10-year-old is right in the middle here. So you can see that children and under 20 are much more susceptible to harm from microwaves.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you sharing this information.
Thank you for inviting me here.
Very compelling.
Mr. Morrison also said that in terms of not using your cell phone on buses or in the elevator, I tend to get motion sick, so I don't usually look at my phone or do any reading, but then I started commuting by bus a lot more since I've been on the council, and I noticed that, so I thought maybe I can train myself to be able to read, look at my phone for a bit at a time and work my way up. What was interesting is that the battery started running out a lot quicker, that even if you are not convinced of the health impacts, that using your phone on the bus, which now I look around and almost everybody is on their phone, that's one of the things that drains the battery faster than anything else. So I just wanted to share that, and thank you very much for coming in.
What happens is that the microwaves get caught in a tin can, any sort of vehicle, and they don't really escape, so you're getting much more concentrated exposure.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you, Carlos, for your indulgence.
Thank you. Okay, let us move on.